independent wrestling is pretty damn fucking cool.
We're sitting down in the spotlight and squared circle with Rhino.
We're trying to bring more awareness to the independent professional wrestling scene.
Undoubtedly thankful for anybody that just decided to tune in and actually liked us enough to keep listening.
And welcome,
welcome into Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Owen,
Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Gravel Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Grapple Talk. It is episode number 100. We break the triple digits. My name is Nick Ragnar, joined by AC Riley, Jesse Von Rudin.
Hey, how's it going?
As always, guys, huge episode. We've been doing this for quite some time. Jesse, you joined us a little bit late in our venture.
Sorry, I really haven't been doing it as long as you guys.
But still, well, this would be episode
You what? Joined us later, but yeah. The fact that you've added so much to the show makes up for the time that you weren't there.
That's He's just
point.
Kissing my ass, because earlier, you know, I was doing poking the bear.
Yeah, you were know? Poking the bear and punching the bear, and now yep. he's
kissing the bear.
Kissing the bear. Yeah.
Kissing the yep. bear. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
all right.
So episode number 100, it's kind of weird to think about. It's weird to think how far we've come. I mean, you know.
Well, and also it's you know, it's gonna be our last episode of the year too, the way it's just kind of fallen on the calendar. So
second to last episode.
Second
to
last? Why, we got another one next week or
not next week, but you know, for New Year's. Remember? We were just talking about this. This isn't the last episode of the year. I think Jesse's getting a little too excited for 2016.
I am actually.
Should be good.
I'm pumped. I'm jazzed.
Should be a good year.
Are you jazzed for 2016?
Yeah. Should be a great year. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first,
are
as
you
always,
Rodney Mack for 2016?
Rodney Mack.
Yeah, oh. If someone's gonna be jazz, someone's gonna be Rodney Mack.
You need to pick that name up.
Because I just dropped it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Name drop.
Yeah, it was good reference.
Yeah.
It took you a while to get it too.
It did. It yeah. did. Rodney That's why Mack. I was asking if you're gonna pick it up. Because
oh no, it's over by you now. You got to pick it up.
What was his theme music?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
I hope it was. It doesn't matter. What my theme music is, because my name is Rodney Mack.
I don't know if it was that,
and this is jazz.
I don't think that's what it was at all.
No?
That'd be really weird, though, if that actually what it was.
Probably had some barking in it.
I just remember Rodney Mack. When was he around in the WWE? Was that like
05? 99? 2000?
No, it wasn't that old.
Nah, yeah.
It was pretty old.
Yeah, it was older stuff.
I remember him being in, like, SmackDown versus Raw. No. SmackDown, like, Shut Your Mouth, which was, like, 03.
Okay, so it would have been, like, 02 then.
I just remember Career Mode whooping his ace.
Oh, I thought
he'd
be like,
out.
Hey, I remember Career Mode. I took Rodney Mack to the heavyweight title.
No. But for some reason, he was always in the heavyweight title picture. You know, it's like you'd pick, I don't know, give me a name. I'm Christian, right?
Yeah.
I win the belt. And I'm like, I'm going to face top-tier opponents. And SmackDown, Shut Your Mouth for the belt. All of a sudden, who comes out? Rodney Mack. Hey, man, I want my title shot. I'm like, what is this Joker doing challenging me for the belt? All of a sudden,
he beats him for the belt.
The roles get turned. He beats me for the belt. And then all of a sudden, the mid-card looks like the main, you know, it gets all screwed up. But I digress. Let's talk about some upcoming shows.
All right, cool. We're going to kick things off on Friday for IWA Mid-South at the Colgate Gym. 230 East Montgomery Avenue in Clarksville, Indiana. The main event is, of course, a special challenge match as former IWA Mid-South World Champion Reed By God Bentley takes on former partner. Is that Trick Davis or Trike Davis?
That's a good question. I do not have the answer.
What are you laughing about?
Colin Brooks or Nathan Gus posted this funny GIF on.
It's like Colin Brooks' name drop of the week.
Oh, wow,
Nathan Gus
great.
Shared a DMX video, and it's of Denzel Washington crying, and when you remember how real hip hop used to sound, and I just find it hilarious.
Well, anyhow, you know, John Wayne Murdoch will not be finding this serious as he takes on the sports entertainer Nick Deep with Lucy DeVille, and of course J.C. Rotten and Hazeah will be taking on the Bomb Shelter, which is Joseph Schwartz, and the Monster Zodiac. Of course, Joey Venom will be in action as he takes on Sloppy Seconds, Slade Sludge. Bell time's 8 p.m. It's $12 for general admission. You don't want to miss it. IWA Mid-South in Clarksville, Indiana.
This Sunday, Michigan Terrible Wrestling Organization The City Market, 3600 S Dort Highway, Flint, Michigan, is the location for that MWO Championship match as the Cody Leedy takes on Victor Cross. The tag team titles on the line as the Steels, which is Andrew Steele and Alex Steele, will be defending against Dead X, which is the team of Skulls and Ex-Convict 23. And also the Klaus brothers, Jason and Jeff, will be taking on PBR, Michael Reaver, and Levi Blue. Details online, such as where the doors open, how much admission is, everything like that, that will be at mwoonline.net for Michigan this Sunday, Flint, Michigan.
So you don't know what time the doors are going to be or how much?
I do not, because it did not say in the event page, and that was what I was going at.
Of course, these aren't the only shows going on this weekend. There's always a lot of shows going on, so you want to make sure you check our Facebooks, check our Twitters, check your favorite independent wrestling company. They might have a show going on.
Yeah, they got Primetime Wrestling on Friday.
Primetime.
They got the Fully Loaded show happening over in North Dakota, so there's going to be a lot of great Midwest wrestling this weekend.
You wrestling this weekend?
I am not wrestling this weekend. I'm done for the year.
So wow.
It's kind of nice. It's a nice reflection. You
it's
know,
kind of like the Cleveland Browns, you know?
Football references.
I don't understand
yeah.
the reference.
Oh, Ryan Brown also says fuck off.
Well, Ryan Brown always says that, but I'm actually surprised because he hasn't been voxing me that a lot lately. So it's kind of a weird transition from like 3 a.m, Alex Riley, go fuck yourself, and now I just never get those.
Maybe it's a good thing, you know. Maybe Ryan's voxing someone else, you know.
Maybe
catch my drift
and make you jealous.
No, I mean it's different. It's weird. It's weird not having to see, oh, you have a random Vox message, huh? Go fuck yourself. Oh, that's interesting. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Well, it was an interesting 48 hours for the WWE with back-to-back, probably, I don't know, I would say iconic moments maybe for Roman Reigns, as, of course, he was screwed out of TLC one more time, but he was able to win the title on Raw, and what some people might say is one of the best Raws in the last 6 months.
It's kind of funny how you look at what Roman Reigns went through, and the thing he was vilified the most for a year ago was this idea that he was shoved down people's throats. He had the opportunity, I guess, I think I would call it that, to fight and claw his way back to the top, because that's the best way you can make somebody, you know, organic.
Yep.
In the WWE. And I do find it funny, and, you know, feel free to disagree with me, but I watched some of the TLC match. I was able to watch the Raw match as well. And boy, when people get angry about this whole Super Cena thing, I don't think a superstar has looked more superhero-like than Roman Reigns did. And I, man, it's a great way to build a guy up, but boy, was I turned off from it, to be honest with you. I was really turned off by Roman Reigns the past couple of nights. And I know that that's probably not mm-hmm. the common thing right now, because, you know, he got cheered in Philadelphia for what he did, you know, to Triple H and McMahon, and I agree that it was good for his character. I think it was great stuff. It was good TV programming, but I still just don't care for Roman Reigns as a character at all. I mean, there's nothing that's drawn me to him whatsoever. And, you know, it's funny because I'm seeing him wrestle, and I'm just like, man, he literally just killed like 8 dudes by himself and still won.
Well, yeah,
maybe
kill
that's
eight
me.
Dudes, you know, hopefully you can win, right?
Maybe that's just me, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you said it all. I mean, it's one of those things because, I mean, Roman Reigns has done quite a bit these past couple of months. You know, he had Hell in a Cell with the Wyatts. He was feuding with him for a while. I mean, I think a lot of it was the chase of it. That's why he was starting to kind of get more tolerated as far as, you know, not getting shoved down people's throats. It wasn't just, oh, he's one of the final two guys just randomly for the Royal Rumble. It's now he's been fighting this guy. He's been fighting this guy. He's been, you know, kicking ass and really busting his ass, you know, and everything for the past couple months. And then you have the whole stuff with the Authority, which, of course, is going to make anybody the hero in that situation if you know, you're throwing a chair and just killing Triple H and then you punch Vince McMahon, because, I mean, that's an easy pop there. But I think that's interesting, though, because, I mean, like we were talking about before the show, that back in Philly at the Royal Rumble, he got booed, and then on Raw a year later in Philly, he gets cheered. Like, he's the hero at this point. So should be interesting, because, I mean, it's just like with Zack Ryder, everybody was behind him and the chase for the belt. So now that Reigns has the belt, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Reigns. Are people going to still be behind him, or is it going to be kind of like, oh, he's got the belt, and we're We don't really care unless he's going to punch more people in the face with.
Well, he loves that Zack Ryder.
Oh, he does.
He makes it like at least once every show.
Yeah, I know.
That must have been a huge influential part of your wrestling career, I guess.
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
that should have been a highlight for episode 100. You go back through and pick that one up.
Just pick all the Zack Ryder references.
But I understand where you're coming from with the Zack Ryder reference, but where WWE Creative dropped the ball with Ryder after he won the belt, I highly doubt they're going to drop the ball with Roman Reigns after he won.
Well, hell, I doubt it because they're obviously like Roman Reigns a lot more than Zack Ryder. They can do more with Roman Reigns than they could with Zack Ryder.
Cause you know what Roman Reigns would say about that?
What's that?
Woo, woo, woo.
Oh,
you
wow.
know it.
Yikes.
Yeah.
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 I think the thing with Roman Reigns that, in you know, again, this is just, and I don't like agreeing so much with the internet wrestling community, IWC, because, you know, obviously, it's the stupid thing to do nowadays, but I think the problem that I'll continue to have with this, and again, I probably sound like I'm just reading this off a forum because this is exactly what everybody else says, is the fact that when you look at guys like Brian or Austin or Rock or, you know, if you want to talk about at least, you know, the most influential guys in the past 15 years, Cena, they got over organically. And I feel like with Reigns, it's still come to the point now where he's been booed for however long. I mean, it just seemed like the right time to give this guy that opportunity to be the bad guy, because I feel like he could be a great bad guy, and yet they do everything they can these past two nights to be like, no, you need to cheer him. They bring back Vince McMahon to be the bad old villain that everybody hates. It's like, how can we get this guy to get cheered?
They did the exact same thing with John Cena, though. Back after Rock versus Cena, he was one of the biggest, one of the guys to get booed. It was more noticeable back at that time. And then what happened literally the night after WrestleMania when he lost and he was getting booed, they bring out Brock Lesnar, who got cheered.
Yeah, and then Riley, if you go back to our show, I'm pretty sure I probably said the exact same thing. I'm trying to say that I just don't think it's such a turnoff for me, and I guess it could partially be just watching and knowing what happens backstage. It's a turnoff for me knowing that they have these opportunities, but like I said, they're like, well, how can, what, you know, I don't like that they're trying to force people. I don't like, you know, forcing workers. I don't even know. I'm just breaking the fourth wall. I don't like that they're forcing, you know, people to cheer one way or another. I like the fact, you know, when they have people come out to the ring, it's like, I want to cheer this guy because of their character, or I want to cheer this guy because of what they do in the ring, not I want to cheer this guy because WWE Corporate is putting on a cheer now light when this guy comes out to the ring. Like, I just think that bothers me so much. And it probably happens with every guy on the roster. I mean, let's be honest. They pick and choose who they want to be cheered.
Yeah.
But it's just so prevalent with Roman Reigns that I think that's why it bothers me, and that's why I'm not going to enjoy this
title.
Do you
think it's more prevalent because you went from having a very organic guy who was massively over to a guy who, you know, when the Shield was together, you know, he was circled as the next guy?
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, you get him as the next guy, and you're like, hey, wait a minute. I hope that's not Penn.
Uh-huh.
You know? You think it has something to do with that? Because it almost sounds like it does, because even if you go back on the track record with Rock, when Rock debuted, he got a huge, huge push right away as a babyface. And organically, it didn't work because of the time and place. While Reigns, with his babyface character, he hasn't really changed it much since the Shield days. So what exactly about his character being shoved down everyone's throat, because, well, you know, if it does happen, it does happen. But he hasn't changed that much. And, like, he's basically the Shield as one guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's great and all, but I think you gotta give him a chance as the top dude doing what he's doing right now. I mean, I think he deserves that opportunity because the dude did fucking bust his ass this whole calendar year. And if you want to go back with him being super, you know, Reigns or whatever, it even starts with his match against Daniel Bryan, and then his match against Lesnar, and so on and so forth, where the guy takes an ass-whipping, but he doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something that we should be, you know, cheering about, you know? It's like, that's cool. He's got that one punch, and that's all he really needs, because, hell, did you see Conor McGregor? He only needs one punch, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Accurate.
So it makes perfect sense for him to have that one punch. He can take an ass-whipping because, you know, if you want to play, you know, wrestling racist genetics, Samoans can take an ass-whipping.
Yeah.
You know, Rock would have done the same thing. Shit, he got hit by a goddamn semi-truck when Hogan ran him over.
Damn.
He was on Raw the next week. All right? Like, what do you want? What do you guys want from wrestling? It's fucking wrestling. Have fun watching it.
I just, I think it's fair, and yeah. I know you're getting a little hot right now, Jesse.
Oh, you're poking fair.
I think it's. I just think you know. I just don't like Reigns. I don't know why.
That's
fine. I don't have a good reason.
There's nothing wrong with not liking a performer.
Yeah, I'm just. Yes. I don't know what it is. I can't. You know, I can sit here and try to make up reasons day in and day out. You know, but I just don't. I just can't. I don't dig Reigns. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of this whole bullshit. Dude has been pushed to the top thing, which I think is a cop out. Maybe that's not the real reason, yeah. But I just, you know, I don't think his matches are entertaining for the most part. I don't enjoy watching him in the ring. His promos, I don't care. You guys can argue with me day or night. His promos suck. He's still terrible on the
his
mic.
His promos are great when they're left to a few words.
Oh,
that's
my
all
gosh.
I'm gonna say.
Leave
yeah,
it to
they a
protect
few words,
him.
And that's it. Who gives a shit? I mean, okay. Well, think about
bad,
this,
dude.
Right?
I don't know.
If an actor is not good at reciting his lines, what do you do? You cut back his lines. If you're casting a guy for a movie based on a look alone, then you just go with his looks alone. Am I correct?
That's fine, but yeah. I'm not. But that doesn't mean he's a good actor.
You know,
he doesn't deserve the Oscar because he doesn't have any lines in a movie. I'm just saying maybe this is a traditional sense, and maybe this is a bad way to look at it, but I've always thought the guy that, you know, embodies your product maybe has, you know, I just don't think Reigns is ready for that role, and I said this a year and a half ago, and I'll say it right now. I don't fucking know, dude. I don't like Reigns. I don't think he brings the most to the table as the WWE champion right now. I didn't see the problem with having Sheamus. I think having Sheamus with the belt is the exact same thing at this point because both guys offer similar things. I mean, yeah, Reigns has the opportunity now to grow and maybe be that guy that never had the opportunity before because he wasn't a champion, but I don't know. Maybe WWE was putting a pickle with Rollins, but you said they were going to probably give Reigns the belt at that time anyways. I don't know. I don't have a good reason for it, but I just don't like, I don't know. I have no idea.
So when we sit back for episode 200, we can play this whole clip.
No, and yeah, and Reigns is going to be like the best super. I'm going to be like, Reigns is great. I think he's always been great.
I love him.
Yeah, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
But at that point, it would have taken 100 weeks to have him formulate that opinion, so about 2 years. So.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it'll take him some time. It's going to take some time, you know. It's a weird place they're in right now because they don't have any real legit superstars. That's why you brought back Triple H to help him give that rub. That's why you brought back Vince McMahon.
And that's why I think it's hard for me to argue it because, you know, I don't like, I'll say this, I don't necessarily like, you know, watching Reigns. I don't find him enjoyable, but when you actually sit down and think about it, it's like I have no idea where else they'd go. I mean, there's not a lot of other guys on that roster right now that I think I can see as champion. That's what we talked about, you know, when we were talking about the TLC card.
Yep.
Is that when we looked at it, it was like, I just can't find, you know, a guy in this roster that's really going to shine at Mania. And, you know, that's what I think the problem is for me right now. I think the only reason I'm disliking Reigns is because he was putting that spotlight. I mean, if you would have put Ambrose there or you would have put Wyatt there, I'd probably be saying the exact same thing right now. So, you know, maybe it's not much of a shot on Reigns. It's just more of a shot on what WWE has with their product right now.
Well, it doesn't help either that, like you guys were saying, is that it's you got Cena who's out, you have Rollins who's out, you have a bunch of other guys that are out. So it's really hard to pick from your cream of the crop that of guys that you want as champion when those options aren't on the table. So.
And you think some of that also has to go back to even like the hiring practices in the mid-90s? Where they basically brought in a bunch of dudes thinking they're going to be main event talent further down the road, and that never panned out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that future main event scene was definitely very thin. I think it probably hurt the product going this far now.
Yeah, yep. Probably. I don't know.
You feel better now?
I didn't really even have that strong of an opinion on it. I think I just like arguing.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the point of the show, too, you know, is to sit back and kind of argue point for point.
I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah, what's that?
Halfway through NXT, we talked about this. We're filming this right now in the middle of NXT. I'm halfway through, not in the middle of it, it's over, but I'm halfway through the card.
You got it paused on the network.
Yes, I do have it paused right now. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, they know how to book a freaking show, dude. We say it all the time. Again, it's a popular consensus, but oh my goodness, I'm halfway through and I'm still, every time I'm blown away. I'm just like, you know, there's been a couple of matches where I don't really have much expectations going into it, and every time I'm just like, it's not even just the talent. It's like the booking of those matches.
Yeah.
They're great. They're fantastic, all of them.
It's like the booking, the crowd, how they present their product, especially with the commentators. They actually take it serious.
Yeah. Like, I love having Corey. You know how awesome it is having Corey Graves on there? And just, you know, they'll pull off some submission that obviously nobody knows. And Corey Graves is like, that's this. It's like, I love that guy, dude.
It's you know what's great? Everyone hated Corey Graves when
he
was in ring. Yeah.
What the hell's up with that?
I don't know. I think he's fantastic. He's got a chance to be a really good color analyst for these guys.
Yeah. Did you see that they got a new play-by-play guy for SmackDown?
Yeah, Mario Ranallo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Put him and Corey Graves on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. You got a money team right there.
That's a money team.
But then you don't have Corey Graves on NXT.
You can still have Corey Graves on NXT.
Saxon's on Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
NXT.
Kind of forgot.
But he doesn't play the same character. I wish he kind of did, though.
Yeah.
You know, I wish he was just kind of always out there, spaced out. It's like JBL's like, come on, Mario. And then like Brian's like, who's Mago? You know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, it just interrupts with random stuff.
That'd be a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So speaking of NXT, they're coming to the Midwest too, by the way.
Yeah. Three big dates. We got Milwaukee on, what is it, the 14th, Green Bay on the 15th, and Chicago on the 16th, guys.
I think right now we're planning on going to the Chicago one, hopefully. If
that's the plan. So we got to figure out, we got to get tickets together. So that means one of us has to be, like, online, waiting in line.
Yeah, pretty much, because I get those. I feel like those, they have to sell right away.
I think, like, the venue they're going to be at in Chicago is, like, 2,000 seats, give or take. So that should probably sell out.
Yeah, pretty fast.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Chicago, so you're going to have a lot of people that are on that button.
Yeah,
which
is interesting.
Tickets open at midnight. Midnight 01. Oh, they're sold out.
Yeah, because it's interesting. It could be in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of interesting, but it makes sense, though. I mean, it can hit that stretch of highway right there. That's not a bad stretch. So
it'd just be really cool to be a part of like a crowd like that, you know? It's like when you look at NXT, it's like it'd be great to see the in-ring work, but then you realize that you're going to be part of a crowd that's going to be like hot like that, you know? It's like you get that experience that you probably don't get at, you know, a lot of other shows. It'd just be really cool.
That should be a fun weekend, too, you know? It's If you really wanted to, you could go NXT, then BCW the next night, and then NXT again.
Yeah. Triple shot.
Yeah.
Triple shot of great talent.
It's called You Better Get Cash from Santa, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Rich uncle that passes away?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Because, I mean, the tickets, man. You got to pay for the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Milwaukee, the tickets for, like, Turner Ball, man, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Turner Ballroom, that's where it's at?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great venue.
That's a great venue.
I've been to a couple concerts there before, but I can imagine a wrestling ring right in the middle there.
Well, that's what they do for Ring of Honor.
Oh, is that where they were?
Yeah.
In the Turner Ballroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
But that's big for them. Mm-hmm. It could be a really good 2016.
Yeah, it is. Good start to it.
And then
who knows after that?
Yeah.
What do you think, Riley?
Definitely.
You want to take a break?
I think so. But before we take a break, since you always put me on the spot with closing comments, Nick Regner, what song are we playing?
Oh, thank God someone else is picking the song this week.
I'm going to go with...
I had to pick the song because nobody else was picking it.
I'm going to go
with... That's on you.
I'm going to go with Evil Women by ELO.
Alrighty.
Going old school.
All right, cool, man.
Yep.
Right here on Grapple Talk. Stay tuned for more.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Darren Corbin. I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Brewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Regner, Jesse Von Rudin, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest. Made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got to
This is Colin Brooks. I have the heart of a lion, and you are listening to Grapple Talk.
Fans, Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly to back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, it looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
This is Stacy Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacy Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
Well, guys, instead of a spotlight and squared circle, we're going to reflect on 100 episodes. So, I mean, it's been quite a ride so far, you know, 100. Not many podcasts can really say that they've hit that triple digit.
No.
Sure. Probably. Yeah. I don't know. Like, if you have a weekly podcast, you do it 2 years in a row.
But look at the podcast in our area.
Art of Wrestling's like at 200.
Yeah, but that's Art of Wrestling. They started with it. Don't shit on my fucking jumping off point. We agreed that we were going to talk about this, and all of a sudden you're just like, hey, 100 episodes, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a short segment or what?
Kind of embodies what we're all about here, though.
I thought the pencil was up to 100 episodes, too.
I have no idea what they're
somewhere
up to.
Around there.
So either way, in our area, in La Crosse, there's podcasts.
Is there really in La Crosse?
I don't know.
Is there a podcast convention we could go to and meet the rest of the podcasters?
That'd be awesome. Then we'd have real statistics.
I got PodCon.
Maybe.
I hate both.
You're going to go cosplay at COD Pod?
I hate you
what
so
would you
much.
Cosplay as, Riley?
Yeah.
I don't know.
At PodCon.
Probably someone that gets shit on a lot, so I just dress up like a piece of poop.
Like yourself?
Hey, is that A.C. Riley?
A.C. Riley?
No, not at all.
Nobody would dress up like him.
No, I have. What the fuck?
Yeah, 100 episodes, yeah. Though. It's pretty wild.
Okay. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Hello?
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 I'm back, I think.
Yeah.
Am I back? There's a little buzz now.
Is there a buzz now?
No. I mean, yes.
Yeah, still.
It wouldn't be episode 100 without some technical
difficulties. Yeah, well,
that's true.
We'll roll it.
It's accurate.
Yeah. But yeah, 100 episodes, it's, you know, it's pretty cool, pretty interesting.
Won't be episode 100 without technical difficulties. Anyways, yeah, it's episode 100, yeah.
But no, it's been pretty cool. You know, again, we've talked about this before, but just the community, wrestling community, kind of rallying around us. I wouldn't say rallying, but, you know, really showing their support for what we do here. You know, a lot of the guys that we have on, always just really cool talking with them, getting their opinions on things. You know, it's really cool being able to feature guys in this area, you know, having a way, you know, to really spotlight them and show what, you know, they have to offer aside from what they just bring to the table as far as being in the ring. And I think that's, you know, a really cool thing that has been really cool to be a part of for 100 episodes. I mean, you know, just getting to know the boys has been really cool, especially, you know, when we might not have the opportunity to go to every show and be with these guys like they might have on a weekly basis, 3 or 4 times a week. So I think that's just one of the best parts about it. You know, we've done these spotlights however many times, and sometimes we'll do these spotlights, and then we'll go meet the guys for the first time, and it gives us that opportunity to be like, well, I already know you pretty well because we talked on the spotlight, and we shared some stuff that we probably wouldn't have known about each other had we just
saw each other
and spoke for the first time. So I think that's one thing that's very cool about what we do here, and something that I'm extremely thankful for and glad to be a part of over the past 100 episodes.
I think it's been great so far, just the fact that a wrestling show will have their event and then they'll send us the results to the Facebook or the Twitter. But I think it's interesting because, I mean, for a lot of people, that's Indie Power Rankings that they send the results to post to them, so it's kind of cool to have, wrestling promotions think highly of us to say, hey, this is what we just did at our show. This is our results. Like, it's like, awesome, man. Well, it looks like it was a solid show, and, that's great that everything went well and everything. And it's kind of cool to get that feedback from them of, how their show went and everything, and, that appreciation, because obviously we promote their events with every weekend by sharing their poster and telling about the event happening. It's great to see that shared. It's like, oh yeah, hey, check these guys out because they're promoting our stuff, so we'll promote them. And I think it's pretty cool.
Awareness. That's one of the big things about doing this podcast is being able to get the wrestling fan aware of the independent wrestling scene that's actually in their own backyard. And I'm talking about, like, the backyard, which hopefully we can interview those guys one of these days.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Too.
You guys are still on that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the best episode ever.
Yeah,
But it's one of those things where it gets guys exposure. It gets companies exposure they might not necessarily have, because even if you're just doing social media advertising, that's only a small circle. You start branching out. You start doing media interviews and stuff like that. Like, that really helps tremendously, and I just did promo hand. I did. But Vic Ross is going to kill me. But it really helps that, because now you're starting to see guys who might not necessarily had the opportunity. They're going other places, and that's really kind of cool. You're running into people who actually listen to your podcast at a wrestling show for no apparent reason. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's always been fun just to sit down with the guys, just be. It's always been fun to actually promote what you love. And that's what we get to do here.
And I think that's one thing that's really nice about the podcast, the way we have it formatted, because there's so many podcasts out there that only want to talk to the big names or talk to, the big promoters that have, these big events and everything like that. And that's fine. And that's great. That's great advertising for you and for the podcast and everything. But I think what's nice about us is that, while we like to do that, we're not afraid to talk with the guys that maybe don't have that reputation yet, but we can see that they're going to get there down the road, so we can have that we're talking to this guy to get him more publicity so people are more aware of this guy and be like, this is the next guy. So we talked to some of the Dojo Pain rookies, and you get to talk with them and they're phenomenal, and we get a chance to talk with them and really showcase them for what they are, and really get to have the wrestling community know, oh, we should check out Colin Brooks, we should check out Brock Hall, we should check out Jordy Lee, and the list goes on.
Yeah, right. Oh,
I was just going to be like, hey, is there five interviews that you guys want to do coming up here?
Oh.
You got five guys you want to sit down and talk to, Nick?
Well, we haven't talked to Joey Jet Avalon yet.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that's, I think that's a pretty obvious one.
But we haven't really talked with them recently. We did the one back in 14, but that was when,
oh, yeah, I don't even count.
But I mean, that was the thing, is that we talked to him. It was probably kind of okay, I'll talk to this podcast. I don't really know them. They don't really know me. It was even we even met him at one of the shows after the interview, and I think it was kind of oh, we don't really know each other. We're just kind of aware of what each other does. But I mean, even now, with everything that Joey's been doing, man, yeah, we definitely, it's long overdue to talk to him again.
I wasn't here for the episode when you guys did Dick Smash, but I'd like to talk to Jonathan Smash and Devin Drake separately on what they've done so far individually. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be really cool.
You weren't here for Dick Smash?
Mm-mm.
I thought you were.
Nope, I missed that one.
Whoops.
Who else? You got anybody, Riley?
I'm still thinking, because I'm trying to think. Mojo McQueen, absolutely.
Don't want
to
leave anybody out.
Would love to talk to Mojo McQueen, because, I mean, that guy is blowing up Illinois, and now he's starting to seep into Wisconsin, and yeah, I mean, I got to see him in Milwaukee back in November, and that dude's phenomenal. I love everything about his gimmick.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, one guy that we haven't talked about in a very long time, And we haven't seen in a very long time. And I if you go back to the other episodes, you know, I praise this guy. But I've always really wanted to talk to Yabble the Clown.
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore, too, just because one of the more interesting characters that our area has to offer. And then I always thought it'd be really cool to talk to Eric Cannon, too.
Yeah.
Just because of what he's done in the Minnesota area and what he's really brought to the table.
Hey, he's on the pencil
cool.
this week.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So I always thought that'd be really
Yeah, check that episode out as well. He's talking about WrestlePalooza coming up in January.
WrestlePalooza, obviously one of the best products that you'll ever see as far as this area has to offer. But those are just a couple of guys. And you know what I wanted to say, and Riley, you kind of alluded to this, and I think one of the most important parts of our podcast is, and this isn't like a shoot on anybody, but, you know, how many times have we heard about the podcast where it's two guys, three guys sitting in, you know, in front of a microphone that are just recapping Raw or recapping pay-per-views or talking about NXT or talking about TNA and then interviewing, you know, former WWE star, this guy. I mean, that's, and, you know, we do that every week. We kind of touch on the national stuff because it's kind of hard to not do that. But like we said, you know, we're able to preview these shows and then we have these indie guys come on. And I think, you know, I don't ever want people to think that, you know, we get mixed up in the net. I think we can all agree that our favorite part about doing this is talking to those guys, those indie guys. And I wouldn't even say for me personally, it's not even to showcase them. You know, I don't want to sound bad. It's not to spotlight them, but it's, you know, more or less just to get to know them. I mean, for me personally, you know, being part of this independent wrestling business for however long, 7 years or whatever it's been, I don't have the opportunity to go to as many shows as I used to a couple years ago because, you know, work schedule is kind of hectic. And, you know, things happen, but part of this show for me is an outlet and it gives me the ability to try to stay into that scene as much as I possibly can, and I think that's one of the best parts about it. You know, it's being able to be a part of that independent wrestling scene, you know, keeping that alive, because at this point it's, you know, I only go to ACW and the local shows around here just because of the travel, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, and building off of what you're saying with that is that I think one of the things I will always take away from the spotlight is the fact that, you know, we can talk with these guys and, you know, just wanting to get to know them and kind of talk with them and, you know, get a feel for who they are as a person, not as a wrestler. And as a result, like, we get a lot of positive feedback from them and people that listen to the specific interview. That's a tough word to say. Leave me alone. But it's great because you get that feedback. You know, you get, you know, we talked to some of the legends, you know, courtesy of the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. And, you know, you'll have Carol message me or one of us and being like, oh, so-and-so loved you guys. You know, they were so worried that, you know, you guys were going to focus on all the negative stuff because they always get those questions. You guys didn't even talk about those. So they, you know, to date, you're one of their favorite interviews, to one of your favorite podcasts to talk to. I mean, you know, Chris was saying that when he was doing his 2015 reflection, he's like, hey, I didn't mention them on my list, but I was on this episode. It's one of my favorite episodes that I've been a part of. We had that with Darren Corbin, that he enjoyed that as well.
Oh, that's cool.
I know I'm dropping a lot of names right now, and I need to go pick those up. But at the same time, like, it's really great to be able to sit down with these guys, and then, you know, they got the phone, and it's not just like, oh, thank God that's over. They get the whole... Like, that was fun. I really enjoyed that. I want to do that again now because I had a blast doing it.
Oh, it's, you know, the power of positivity, right?
Feel the power.
Yeah.
Unicorn
Feel
magic.
The power.
Yeah.
Feel the power. Positivity. Positivity. I was getting my Eddie Vedder voice there for a sec there. That almost happened.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been 100 episodes. Whole here's to, I don't know, maybe like 20 more.
Wow.
I think we can get another 100 out. You know?
Yeah.
So what you guys, if you had to make a bold prediction of where we're going to be in another 100 episodes.
Oh, God. So basically what, about another 2 years?
Well, I'd probably say we were going to have Jordy Lee on another six times. We'll probably have Nathan Gust on another
seven.
Another seven.
He's always got to be one ahead of Jordy, so.
Always has to be one ahead of Jordy. I have no idea.
You think we can actually do the wedding marriage angle, like, on the air?
Are you...
We can marry
like
someone?
Like Billy and Chuck or what?
No, like we can actually marry someone on the show.
I hope not.
I don't think that will happen.
I don't think that we can do
that's
that?
That's a bold prediction, though. Is that your bold?
I don't know.
That's
don't
a
know.
Bold prediction. We'll give you that.
Bold.
But
I mean, it's a little bit bolder than Jordy Lee and Nathan Gus coming back on again.
I mean, that's just a given, though.
My bold prediction will be that Brock Lesnar will come to the studio and German suplex all of us in the middle of the show. That's my bold prediction.
You know, that could probably happen.
My bold prediction is that we're featured on the WWE Network.
Okay, that is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's less ridiculous that Brock Lesnar is going to take time out of his schedule to come down to La Crosse and find us in the studio and probably break down the door because of that security lock after six, but after that, and then suplex us.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, from the Angry South man. Dakota, yeah, Minnesota area. You know, he can come through here, and he's dialing it up, you know, the podcasters.
Yeah.
He's all like, hey, what's this grapple talk thing? And he's going to hear Alex go like, yeah, fuck Brock Lesnar. And he'd be like, where are these guys from?
Boom.
You know,
it's
he does visit every Jimmy John's location.
Yeah, he does. It's part of his contract.
Yeah.
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like Santa Claus. Yeah.
So what's going to happen is that one of us is just going to happen to be at Jimmy John's and then...
No, he's going to come in through the door rah! With Jimmy John's sandwiches and, like, smack you in the face and then smack Nick in the face. And then he's going to, like, F5 me. Like,
Yep.
That'd be kind of a neat Starstruck thing. Just be like, what happened to you? You got slapped in the face with the Jimmy John sandwich.
Yeah,
from
he's going to have one of those gargantuan sandwiches,
yeah,
you know?
Probably.
And like F5 me right into the sandwiches
and like
me.
Snaps at you. Like throw you into the bread.
You're the other white meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw some mustard maybe on your face.
Yeah.
No, he's going to throw some mayo if you catch my drift.
Okay.
That
got a little gross.
He's going to hit you in the face with a cookie.
Is he?
Yeah.
One of their nice fresh baked cookies. This is turning into a total Jimmy John's commercial right now.
It'd be great to have a sponsor.
Plug in the day.
Come on, let's get a sponsor.
That's
for
not
the
a
show.
That's not a bold prediction. Yeah. That's an attempt. We are going to attempt that maybe.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
But I still think we have to, do some wrestling angles on the show.
Think so?
Yeah.
Like what? Minus the marriage one.
What if you wore a mask for? I don't know, like 5 episodes. We didn't know it was you.
And we then, one of us unmasked you, and we're like, it's been Riley the whole time.
Yeah. The masked podcaster!
So that's why you sounded like Riley. It was Riley.
Take off your... That'd be like a great...
Fake mustache.
That'd be a great 30 seconds of entertainment. Take off that mask!
Fake mustache.
Like, yeah.
It's you.
It's you.
That'd be a pretty good gimmick. I like it.
Yeah.
Should get Volcano's mask?
So let's do it in like 50 episodes when we forget about bringing it up.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it. Like, I feel like this is reminds me of
that
something.
Guy looks familiar.
Interesting. Who is this guy?
Dun dun dun.
We could do that.
Yeah. Good.
Love angle maybe. We could do the Billy and Chuck thing if you guys want to.
I don't know. Like we should. Down.
No.
How about new?
What like the whole 3-minute warning at the end too or not?
We could do that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna wear a mask and? You're going to rip it off and you're going to be Eric Bischoff?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was great TV.
Yeah, it was
all
good
right.
Stuff.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap things up when we come back.
What's up, guys? It's one of three of your favorite wrestling podcast hosts, AC Riley from Grapple Talk here. Are you a listener or even a host of another podcast and you just don't know how to get the word out about the podcast? Send us a promo advertising what your show is about to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not a podcast host, but maybe something independent wrestling that you're looking to get the word out about, shoot us an email with your promo as well. We don't discriminate. Let's face it. It's tough for the small guys to get the word out. So what better way than to band together with fellow small guys, aka advertising on a podcast. It's that easy to do. Just send a promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com and we'll make sure people know about you, your podcast, or maybe something else related to independent wrestling. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And as always, support independent wrestling.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. Interview wrestlers, go back in time with this week in wrestling history, and we go, hey, whatever happened to? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RBEnterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter at Pencil Podcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
I've been working recklessly. Check it out. Yeah, I'd fight with you any day, Jackie.
Keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
Hey guys, we're wrapping up this episode. We got a tape study. How about the Fantastics taking on the Midnight Express from World Class Championship Wrestling back in 1984? This is a great match, about 12 minutes long. You guys are going to thoroughly enjoy it. Quality's not that great. Had to find it on YouTube, but I wonder if you could probably find it on the network.
Are there a couple sources where maybe there's the best one? Are you going to give a shout out to the user?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Hey, Christmas is coming up, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, there's got to be some pretty cool Christmas gifts out there.
We got a phone call. Live.
You kind of told us about this.
Hello. Before. You're listening in to Grapple Talk.
Hello.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Dylan.
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, bud. What's
hey.
Up, man?
Hey. I wanted to call you guys and congratulate you on this occasion.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Oh, man, thanks.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks, bud.
I told Alex I didn't want him to tell you guys, so I wanted to let you guys know how proud of you guys we all are, especially with ACW. It's you guys do an awesome job. It's the main podcast I listen to when it comes to wrestling. So. You guys are doing great, and here's to a ton more.
So you actually have a main podcast for non-wrestling things?
No, I don't.
So we're just your main podcast?
Probably you guys. I mean, I listen to Jericho's here and there when he's not putting himself over. I listen to Austin's when he's not just yelling and telling odd stories. But you guys are the one, man.
Wow.
Hey, I really
thanks
appreciate
for listening to me, Dylan. Yeah, we really appreciate that, Dylan. Thanks for that, by the way.
I really like it. You like the story where the spoon went up my ass, man.
By the way, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You just gotta, and I love Jericho Death, but you gotta tell, and then whenever you have guests on, you gotta make sure that you guys say how you've done the same thing.
Did I mention there's a new Fozzy album coming out?
But no, for real, and also because you guys do so much for ACW and the company and all that, I thought I would definitely call in and say thank you for that, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, man.
Really
I appreciate that.
Dylan, yeah.
Really do.
No problem. I will let you guys be if you would like to, and then and enjoy.
All right, man. Happy holidays.
Boys, you too. Thank you, guys.
Well,
that was really cool, man.
Yeah. That's
Dylan Postel from ACW.
There you go, Riley. Yeah. Now you have to.
And I didn't mess up the name too.
Yeah, good job for you.
How many hours did you actually work on just like pronouncing his name?
I think while we were walking up to the Sonic Center, mentally I was just like Postel,
and then you're like Hostel Part 2,
and then it's like Postel. Shit, no, Postel. Hey,
yeah.
know, really quick, because he called in, we just have to say ACW, great product up there in Oshkosh. If you have the chance to, you need to go up to Masonic Center and see what they do up there. They fill out the building every single time I've been there. I've been there since, I believe, ACW number 6, I think I've been there since. Maybe number 5. I'd have to go back and check. But it feels like I've been there since day one, but I haven't. But
I think my favorite part about ACW, the fact that they're in the Masonic Center, I love the acoustics of that building, because I remember the first time we walked in there, you know, they were still getting the ring warmed up. They were doing some practice. So you know, it's like 3 in the afternoon. We walk in, and all of a sudden you can hear the thud of the mat when the guy was hitting the bump. And we were on the first floor, and it was on the second floor. And it was cool to know that. And I just remember thinking, like, man, you know, if people are walking in and getting their tickets and stuff like that for the show, and they hear that ring the second they walk in the door, then they're going to get so excited just walking in. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, they had a great turnout for their second anniversary
show. Oh, fantastic turnout.
The place was packed.
If there's a show to look forward to in 2016, ACW's got to be one of them. I mean, I'm so excited to see where they go. They have just great talent across the board. The locker room is fantastic. It's always great going there and seeing all those guys, whether you're talking about the pre-show party or the post-show party. I mean, there's always a lot of fun to be had. Their crowd is fantastic. A lot of young people in the crowd too, which sometimes you don't see in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So yeah, ACW, definitely show a check out, and thank you so much, Dylan, for coming on and just being a, you know, one of those very many supporters that we talked about, you know, over the course of this entire show.
So I gotta ask, because when we were getting ready to record the show, I did tell you there was gonna be a surprise caller, because I kind of had to get the cord from you, Jesse.
Yeah.
So when I said there was gonna be a surprise caller, did you know it was gonna be Dylan, or did you think it was gonna be someone else?
I had no idea. I thought, honestly, I was like, is it like Ryan Brown? Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, he would have called and be like, fuck you, Riley.
And then
it would just been like, hey, guys, fuck you. Fuck you, Riley. Like,
I honestly forgot about it by the end of the show.
Well, that works. That works,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So, who did you think it was? Hogan?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, gosh. I forgot that you could.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Grapple Talk.
Hey, guys. I just signed with Lucha Underground for 80.
Did you know it was me based on the area code 619?
Oh no!
You get it?
I do get it.
You get it?
Yeah, because he's
Boudica.
Yeah, Boudica.
Wow.
Booyaka. POD, man. My favorite band, man. Me and Eddie.
We're both from the 619, man.
We used to jam out to POD, man.
We used to go to high school together, man. We used to cause some trouble in math class, man.
Oh, man.
6+6, I don't know what that means, dude.
Bold prediction, I want Rey Mysterio on for next year.
All right.
He's technically an indie star now, so.
Yeah, we probably could get him.
Maybe.
I think we could.
Hey, Rey, Grapple Talk guys want you on? Let me tell you something, wrestling manager. I need you to listen to the podcast and tell me if I should be on there. Okay. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Hey, Ray, I listened to, like, 10 of their episodes. They make fun of you all the time, man. Like, all the time.
Book me.
Looks like I'm going to have to get on there and set the record straight, yo. S.A.
Yeah. So once Brock Lesnar comes in and takes care of us, here comes Rey Mysterio. Out of the floor.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Yeah.
He's like, I can only do that a couple more times because my knees hurt so bad.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely okay with using them one time in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Well, you get it because he used the jumping thing, the Titantron thing.
The Titantron thing.
Obviously, when we just talk about that, people can't see the visuals. That
you know, if
just
he hits us with that 619 and we're not protecting ourselves, we could all wear those Cody Rhodes masks.
Oh.
And be dashing.
Dashing Cody Rhodes.
That'd be a good gimmick. Because we'd be going to wrestling shows with those masks on.
And then in like 10 months, we could be Stardust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
something to look forward to.
Forgetting about the mustache. Mustache angle that went on for
mustachio.
A little bit. Mustache.
Getting the band, boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that fun stuff. That'd be fun.
Cool.
See if that happens.
AC Riley, close the comments.
Ooh.
Just been excited to be part of Grapple Talk for the past 100 episodes. It's been a fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
Just found room, close the comments.
Ditto. Hey, guys, I actually finished my run of Mighty Thor on Saturday.
Did you?
I found one of the issues.
No way.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, now
how long
has
that been in the making?
About a year.
Nice.
Yeah, so I just gotta sit down and read them.
So you completed the set. What's next? Are you going to Disneyland?
No.
No?
No, I'm going to Wrestlepalooza, motherfuckers!
Oh!
Yeah!
What's the next set that you need to collect?
He's going to purposely lose all of them, and then he has to collect them again.
Maybe.
Like
yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Basically, you get all the issues, and make a wish.
Dragon...
Jesse, I can make one wish.
No, it'd be Thor that grants the wish.
Yeah, it'd be Thor the
oh,
dragon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The wish
forgot.
Dragon.
And then they all they spread apart again.
It's been raining a lot lately, so that might actually be accurate.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I wouldn't burn a wish on... Thor Dragon.
So what are you going to collect next? I'm actually curious.
I might slow down for a bit. Because I think next year we're going to really look forward to getting out there more, do a lot more shows bell to bell. So we're looking to actually pick up equipment. We're looking at a couple different cameras, a couple different tripods, another soundboard. So we can actually do those double dip books without feeling like we're jipping someone.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, man. You got... We saw your calendar of your paper of dates.
Yeah.
That's a quite a full paper.
Yeah, it's like 30-some dates.
Yeah.
30-some dates in 48 weeks.
Give or take.
And that is just right now. I mean, there could be more added to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we're going down to Chicago for Johnny Smash's little Chicago front yard show.
I did not forget about
July
that.
July 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Hey, you think the guys from the backyard are going to be there?
I'm the lizard, and I... Here's my spot, dude.
I don't even remember. I want to watch that movie again.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, the backyard, have a couple beers.
You guys
want to
add something to Grapple Talk next year?
What do you want to add?
Good idea,
like
too.
We have a new segment or something, or like something we do like once in a while that's like different. What if we're like we reviewed an old show, or like, I don't know, like we still haven't played No Mercy together.
I think that would be a key segment.
Is it going to be like hindsight booking where we did two of them and then we were just like, we're not going to do that anymore?
Grapple Talk plays video games.
No, it'd be like Grapple Talk watches, you know, Continental Wrestling from 1986.
Yeah, we could do that.
Could do that.
You know?
I think it'd be great to record while we're watching. I mean, you know how many times I was watching NXT today?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting around my couch and I'm like Zari comes in, you know, Zari, my partner in life, my partner in crime, comes in the room. She's like, what's going on? She's like, what's going on out here? I was like, Zari, dude, Asuka,
dude,
literally,
dude.
I was like, dude, Asuka literally just back elbowed the shit out of Emma. It was awesome. She's like, I don't know what that means. And then she walks away. I'm like, see, dude, I'm just saying, I mark out when I watch wrestling. I didn't ever realize how much I mark out when I watch wrestling, but I do, apparently.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do, like, the live WrestleMania or something like that. That's weird. Where did that come from?
With that cord.
It's that cord.
Yeah, it's that cord.
It's this one. Is that... I thought this was new, Jesse.
No, this one's not. That's one of the old ones.
Oh.
Maybe fixed it.
Yeah, that's...
Permanently.
Called the magic touch.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Yeah.
All right, should we call her quits then?
Stan Bush.
Call her quits, graduate. Should we graduate?
Sure. All right, stay classy, folks. We'll be back, not next week, but the week after, 101, as we're getting set up for the next 100 episodes, but we got a doozy.
Good plug, actually. Yeah, for 101, we're handing out awards like we do every single year, so if there's a reason to listen... It's for the awards, because we've gotten a lot of backlash from that.
It's our second annual one, but yeah, technically it's been every single year.
Guys, what's our categories?
That's
we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
we gotta sign off.
Secret. It is a secret. We're going to discuss that afterwards, because guess what? I don't think we have any yet, so that's going to probably take an hour to do. So
yeah,
we'll do that next time. We'll do that.
All right, cool.
So happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and
Kwanzaa. Or it happened.
Yeah, Hanukkah's already done with, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Where have you been?
Apparently not celebrating Hanukkah.
Hmong New Year already happened as well, too. I know you're going to say that next.
Yep. Right.
Yep. So, Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa to those that will be celebrating those next week, because we won't be on. But we'll be back for the new year, for the end of the 2015.
So we're just going to skip the holidays. Hang out one night before New Year's, and then, like, totally forget about it and do episode 101 again, like, in the new year.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
All right, cool. See you guys next time. Stay classy.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
Up to my tools.
All right, I'll start things
squeaky.
Sounds like a little. Lilo and Stitch. Hey, Lilo. Ohana.
Jesus.
Ohana means family. You don't know what I'm talking about, Jesse?
I've never seen this movie.
Oh. With Nick Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
Man, we just got some stuff for the blooper reel, that's all I'm saying.
Our entire podcast is the blooper reel.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.